Tired of the price of everything going up these days? Groceries, rent, you name it. It's all going up. But not at Metro. They've got your back. Metro has lowered their prices and are giving you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. One line? Now 20% lower. Family plans? Also lowered. Oh, and you also get a free 5G phone. All with no ID required and no activation fees. Stop by your neighborhood Metro store, visit metrobytmobile.com, or call to find out about their amazing offers. Bring your number, not available if currently at T-Mobile or with Metro in the past 180 days. Guarantee covers monthly price of on-network talk, text, and 5G data for customers activating on an eligible plan. Exclusions apply. Details at metrobytmobile.com.
Breaking news, and this one is almost unbelievable.
Yeah, it's all about new customers at Bet365 because they get $150 in bonus bets when they bet $5, win or lose. And even better, bonus bets can be used on the spread, totals, and player props.
There you have it. Bet $5 to get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. And see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. T&Cs apply. Available in app only.
What is up, my fellow Big 12 fans? Welcome in. I'm Pete Mundo. We are Heartland College Sports, where we cover the Big 12, and we are glad that you are here as always joining us as we go through the winners and the losers from this week across the Big 12. And for the most part, we will cross through all of college athletics. So let's start off with three winners, and then we'll get to three losers. Before we do that, if you could, as always, make sure you're subscribed on the podcast, Spotify, Apple, or, of course, on the YouTube channel, making all the difference in the world as we are giving away free merch, Heartland merch, to the best reviews and ratings, especially on Apple, that we are receiving. Just send me an email screenshot of that rating and review to Pete Mundo, M-U-N-D-O, at heartlandcollegesports.com. So my first big winner of the week, the Texas Tech Red Raiders. The Red Raiders are playing in a Women's College World Series, taking on the Texas Longhorns. And no matter what happens this week, Texas Tech is a winner. The Red Raiders got to this point. The Red Raiders are in a great position. They have made a huge splash. They have become the talk of college softball. And you know what? They took down OU. What more can you ask for? They took down OU to get to this point. If nothing else, even if you're, you know, a Baylor, TCU, Houston fan, come on, you got to show a little love for our Red Raiders here, right? And when you think about what this program did with Kennedy and bringing her in for $1 million, and people scoffed at it. They said there's no way. This was 10 times what some people thought she was going to get. She has been worth every single penny and then some. The amount of attention that she has brought to Texas Tech softball, it has been enormous for the program, enormous for the university, and it has been big time for the Big 12 as well. I don't care what happens against Texas. This is still a massive win for the Red Raiders, and Texas Tech is shaping itself up to be potentially that next powerhouse in the Big 12. I'm not saying they're there. Don't get me wrong. Don't misconstrue what I'm saying. But they are at the point right now where when there is no powerhouse right now in the Big 12, you can say with the NIL money, with the facilities, with the recruiting chops, with everything coming together the way it is right now in Lubbock, the Cody Campbell angle as well, Texas Tech is positioning itself to potentially be the next powerhouse in the Big 12. And I'm not just talking about football. We're looking across the board at all the sports when I say that, especially the ones that garner the most attention. They're in a great spot right now in softball. We know that. They're in a very good spot in basketball, a very good spot in football. There's big pressure on Joy McGuire, who has by far the most talent he's ever had in Lubbock. And then you get to some of the other sports, track and field's outstanding, so you can go on down the list. Tech is in a great spot to potentially be that next powerhouse coming out of the Big 12. I'm not saying they're there, but they can get there if things continue to click right for them. So this has been a tremendous week for Texas Tech as just an athletic department. And when you look across the board, Tech is the real deal. Somebody was going to rise to the top. And if you're a Tech fan, you're saying, why not us? Now, here's the thing. A lot of other programs in the Big 12 can say, why not us? That's true. But right now, if you got to place a wager on it, would you roll with Tech? I probably would. My other winners this week in the Big 12 Conference, let's go to, if you're a college basketball fan, especially if you're a KU fan, they announced a home-and-home series with UConn. That's right. It'll start on December 2nd in Lawrence, and it will return at UConn during the 2026-2027 season. This is awesome. Of course, these two teams have won three of the last four national championships, KU in 22, and UConn went back-to-back in 23 and 24. So KU announcing this home-and-home, this is what college basketball is all about. If you are going to get people juiced for college hoops in December, this is just about the only way to do it. And now, when you get a series like this, a home-and-home series like this on the calendar, I can't help but think as well, is UConn in part open to this because they are auditioning, potentially, for an invite to the Big 12 Conference? I'm just throwing it out there as a possibility. You do with the information what you want. But it's December 2nd. That's a Tuesday night. There's no college football, obviously. There's no NFL. You're not going up against anybody. This game will have the attention of every casual college sports fan. KU, UConn, college basketball, Allen Fieldhouse, Tuesday, December 2nd. Count me in. And if UConn wants to make it an audition for the Big 12, count me double in on that front. I think that's outstanding, and I have been very open to UConn for a long time, even as much as that stuff has cooled off in large part, it seems like, over the last several months. I know that there are a lot of UConn fans and UConn power brokers who are ready. But things stalled out, largely on the Big 12 side. I think Brett Yormark desperately is a strong word. But I do believe that Brett Yormark wants and would love to have UConn in the Big 12. But right now, I think the Big 12 athletic directors and university presidents are the ones who are just a little skittish on the whole thing. And are like, let's pump the brakes on this. Their football is wildly unimpressive. It's another long road trip for a lot of teams that don't want to deal with that, especially in some of the, you know, non-revenue producing sports. Do we really need to go down that road right now? I think that's why it stalled out, not because of Brett Yormark and not because of UConn, but because of the Big 12 ADs. But this gives us a little taste in early December of what might be coming one day down the road. So I love that. I mean, that's just a great time of year for sports. And now you can put that one on the calendar too. Tuesday, December 2nd, KU and UConn on the hardwood in Allen Fieldhouse. And my last winner of the week here in the Big 12 Conference, I'm going to hand it to the 24/7 sports guys for their top five quarterback rankings that came out this week. Bud Elliott and Smoke Dixon. We all know Bud Elliott, or maybe you don't, but Bud Elliott's been around 247 Sports for a long time. I'm not familiar with Smoke Dixon, but that sounds like a porn star name to me. Either way, great name. Here was the top five for Bud Elliott. At number one, Arizona State's Sam Levitt. At number two, Baylor's Sawyer Robertson. At number three, TCU's Josh Hoover. At number four, K-State's Avery Johnson. And at number five, Iowa State's Rocco Becht. Dixon had Sam Levitt at one, Robertson at two, Hoover at three. They had the same 1-2-3, and then they just flipped four and five. Rocco Becht at four, Avery Johnson at five. I would lean, here's just top of my head. I think they, generally speaking, got the top five right. I might shift them around a hair. I would go Levitt at one, Hoover at two, Robertson three, Becht four, Johnson five. If I'm using those five guys, that's the order I would put them in. But there are a couple of names that we may look back on and say, why were those guys not on the preseason list? And at the top of that list for me is Kansas quarterback Jalen Daniels. Jalen Daniels closed the season incredibly well. Now, KU was out of it, right? I mean, KU had a horrible start to the season. Daniels was rusty. He really hadn't played a lot in what was almost 24 months at that point. But man, once he got going, this team came on really strong. They won 4 of 5, October into November. And he was playing some of the best football in the entire Big 12 at the quarterback position. During that stretch where KU won 4 of 5 games, Jalen Daniels was, I mean, lights out, man. Just absolute lights out. Over that stretch, he threw 7 touchdowns to just 2 interceptions. This after he was really struggling on throwing a lot of picks early in the season. He came on strong late, and he got his feet back under him as well. He had some of his best rushing games over that stretch. He got much more comfortable. He had a bunch of rushing touchdowns as well during that stretch, October into November. So Jalen Daniels is the kind of player that you look at and you say to yourself, you know what? If he's the guy he was second half of the season, now I know they have a lot of new pieces coming in, but if Jalen Daniels can be the guy he was the second half of the 2024 season, we're going to look like fools not saying this guy was a top 5 quarterback in the Big 12 in the preseason, because he may end up as a top 2 quarterback in the Big 12 if he reaches that potential, if he builds on the second half of last season, and most importantly, as always for Jalen Daniels, if he stays healthy. That's the big if. Now, a couple other names that, you know, more wild card names, but if things break just right, like Arizona, new offensive coordinator, Noah Fifita was a guy who last year everybody would have had in their top 5 preseason Big 12 quarterbacks. Arizona bombs out, have a terrible season, nearly lose their head coach. They turn over a lot of the staff, and now you have a new offensive coordinator to work with Noah Fifita. And it's a guy that a lot of Big 12 fans are going to know in Seth Dagey, who, of course, played quarterback at Texas Tech. So if they work out well together, Fifita comes back to being the kind of guy that we all thought he was going to be last year and that he was 2 years ago, we're going to be like, man, we really swung and missed on this dude. What happened here? That was a big miss. And then also on that list, Texas Tech fans are probably saying, wait, we're going to be one of the favorites. What about our guy, Baron Morton? That's true as well. That's absolutely true. There's no doubt about it. That is absolutely true that they'll be saying, what about us? How could you forget about Texas Tech? How could you forget about Baron Morton? We're going to be one of the favorites to win the Big 12, or a quarterback should be in there. Fair point to bring up. You're not wrong there. But overall, when I looked at these lists, I said, you know what? That feels about right. So those are my 3 winners this week. Texas Tech as an athletic department, KU UConn announcing its home and home, and then the 247 top 5 quarterbacks in the Big 12 that came out this week. Now, what do you say we get to the 3 losers from this week?
Tired of the price of everything going up these days? Groceries, rent, you name it. It's all going up. But not at Metro. They've got your back. Metro has lowered their prices and are giving you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. One line, now 20% lower. Family plans, also lowered. Oh, and you also get a free 5G phone. All with no ID required and no activation fees. Stop by your neighborhood Metro store, visit metrobytmobile.com, or call to find out about their amazing offers. Bring your number, not available if currently at T-Mobile or with Metro in the past 180 days. Guarantee covers monthly price of on-network talk, text, and 5G data for customers activating on an eligible plan. Exclusions apply. Details at metrobytmobile.com.
Close your eyes and imagine what you'll look like 6 months from now. How's your hair look? The same? Now picture how your hair would look if you started using Hims. If you're picturing the same you as before, but with much thicker and fuller hair, you'd be correct. What can happen in 3 to 6 months? You could pick up a new hobby and get not that good at it yet. You could do about half of your New Year's resolution. You could learn a few songs on the piano or pick up bass guitar. Or you could start seeing thicker, fuller hair regrowth through Hims. Not bad for just 3 to 6 months. Men, if you're starting to notice your hair thinning when you look in the mirror, you're not alone. life just gets busier and busier, and it can feel like there's not enough time in the day to do something about it. So, try Hims Hair Loss Solutions. You can avoid jumping through a bunch of frustrating hoops and get access to treatment without even leaving your home. Hims provides you with the convenient access to a range of hair loss treatments that work, all from the comfort of your couch. Hims makes treating hair loss simple with doctor-trusted options and clinically proven ingredients, like finasteride and minoxidil that can regrow hair in as little as 3 to 6 months. Choose from personalized chewable, oral, spray, and serum treatments to find what works best for you. The process is simple and 100% online, so there are no uncomfortable doctor visits. Answer a few questions and a medical provider will determine if treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your treatment is sent directly to you for free. No insurance is needed, and one low price covers everything from treatments to ongoing care. Hims has hundreds of thousands of trusted subscribers, and they can help you get your confidence back too with visibly thicker and fuller hair. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/Hail Mary. That's hims.com/Hail Mary for your personalized hair loss treatment options. hims.com/Hail Mary. Results may vary based on studies on topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if a prescription is appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for full details and important safety information.
Breaking news coming in from Bet365, and it's no surprise. Same game parlay from Bet365 just keeps getting better.
Well, it's even easier to make a bet. Choose from the most popular markets, like hits, run line, totals, and home runs. So many to choose from.
Download the app, start building your bet, and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
We'll start. Well, where do we want to start? Three options here. Let's start with the SEC. What do you say? You want to start there? I mean, who doesn't want to start with the SEC as being a loser? I know you're not going to be upset with that, right? No way, no how. Well, SEC baseball imploded in a historic regional meltdown. That's right. A record 9 of the SEC's 13 NCAA tournament teams were bounced before the regional finals wrapped up. That is a staggering flop for the self-proclaimed kings of college baseball. The damaged top overall seed Vanderbilt flamed out before even reaching its own regional final, the first number one seed to do that since 1999. Texas, the SEC's number 2 overall seed, dropped 2 games to UTSA and capped off that collapse. And it wasn't just the top seeds. Florida, Georgia, Alabama, Mississippi State, and Kentucky all joining them on the couch. What a shame. I know you're shedding a tear, aren't you? And it wasn't just that for why the SEC is a loser this week. The SEC is a loser this week also because they got a lot of pushback from, I think, a lot of unusual suspects on their attempts to basically try to control college football for every level, top to bottom. I think they were surprised at the top by that pushback led by Commissioner Greg Sankey. But they got it. They deserved every bit of it. And I think it caught a lot of people, including Sankey, off guard. They thought they were going to muscle their way to whatever they wanted. And a lot of people said, not so fast, my friend, in the words of Lee Corso. And thank goodness for this. But at the same time, they're not going to stop. They're not. Even if they don't get their automatic qualifier nonsense, they're not going to stop. They are going to continue to try to basically railroad the rest of the sport, no ifs, ands, or buts. They just don't care. But for now, they had a bad week. They had a losing week, and I'm here for more losing weeks from the SEC. I'll take much more of that. My second loser of the week is the ESPN FPI. Yes, ESPN dropped its initial football power index for 2025, and shocker of all shockers, I know you can't believe it. Oh, man, they just love themselves some SEC. You look at it, and you did not have a lot of love at all for the Big 12. Now, this is not going to be surprising to a lot of you, but even by ESPN standards, it's embarrassing. Top team in the Big 12 in the ESPN preseason FPI was Kansas State at 21. Then it was Arizona State at 24. After that, BYU at 29 and KU coming in at 30. TCU was 32 and Baylor was 33. So after the Big 12 delivered a very strong campaign in 2024, a conference championship blowout, four teams in the final top 25, multiple 10-win programs showing serious postseason muscle, well, it doesn't matter when the ESPN FPI comes out. They just don't care. Now, ESPN's FPI, their Football Power Index, is designed to be a predictive tool, balancing returning production, coaching continuity, schedule strength, and performance data. But the model's output this year is screaming baked-in bias as much as it ever has. That's crazy. And I'll give you just one example here. Arizona State, the reigning Big 12 champion, is given just a 16% chance of making the college football playoff. Kansas State ranked higher, of course, than the highest of the Big 12 teams, a 22% playoff probability, less than Alabama, Georgia, and Texas, all whom have tougher paths and more roster turnover. So make sense of that. FPI is a confusing metric that really there isn't a lot of knowledge to. I laid out some of what the FPI includes, but even then, the way they weight everything is not clear to a lot of college football fans. So ESPN's model seems stuck in the past. It's meant to build preseason narratives. It gives too much stock into what you did the prior year, which in today's college football is meaningless. With the transfer portal, it is meaningless what you did last year. Look at Arizona State as case in point, right? So you've got an ESPN FPI that comes out, and of course, Texas 1, Georgia 2, Alabama 3, SEC, SEC, SEC. And then you got A&M at 8, you've got Tennessee at 10, so that's 5 SECs in the top 10, and then SEC at 12, 13, 14, 15, 16. What is that? One, let's see how many we got in the top 20. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 11. 11 SEC teams in the top 20 of the ESPN preseason FPI. At what point do you throw your hands up and say, what a freaking embarrassment? And that's why the college football playoff, as we're doing whatever the new model is going to be, I would go straight to a BCS-esque computer system, incorporate artificial intelligence maybe, but do not use any model from a television network that has billions of dollars at stake and skin in the game. You just can't do it. College football, and maybe the SEC won't allow this, but college football cannot put itself in a position where you have a TV network that owns billions of dollars of your product to have any kind of say in what the postseason for the sport looks like. Imagine if the NBA's television partners were like trying to figure out a way to basically rig it so that Indiana and Oklahoma City couldn't play for an NBA championship. You know they would do it. What do you think they wanted, the Knicks or the Pacers in the NBA finals? Now, I'm not saying they would rig games, but you can rig seeding, right? If suddenly you don't have just, hey, we're going to do this based on records. Everybody doesn't play each other, so we have to do it based on a selection committee in the NBA. What do you think it would look like? Easier paths for the New York Knicks. Easier paths within reason for the LA Lakers when you can pull it off. Easier paths for the Chicago Bulls. I don't think the Bulls have seen the playoffs in a decade, but you get the point. Boston Celtics, Miami Heat, they would not give Oklahoma City and Indianapolis the benefit of the doubt. I know it's Indiana. I just said Indianapolis because that's the market they're in. That's like the, you know, 40th market in the country. They wouldn't do that. We all know that. So we've got to figure out a fast way out of the business of ESPN FPI and call it out for what it is, and it dropped this week for the 2025 season, so now feels like as good a time as any. And the last loser of the week is the Big 12 TNT promo that came out. I love that the Big 12 is going to be on TNT. The 15-second promo stunk. Okay, first off, I would not have said that two of the first three brands shown on the promo would have been Houston football, not basketball, Houston football, followed by UCF basketball. The three programs they showed out of the gates on this TNT promo: Arizona State football, check, that makes sense. Then Houston football makes no sense. And then UCF basketball makes even less sense. When I think of the Big 12, those two brands don't exactly stand out. I'm not saying their entire athletic department. I'm saying Houston football and UCF basketball. That's insane. Then Deion Sanders as the only Big 12 football coach shown. I get it. Ratings would suggest this is warranted. But how about Deion embracing another Big 12 coach? He played K-State. Deion Chris Klieman. Deion Joy McGuire. They played Tech. Deion Kyle Whittingham at Utah. All of those teams Colorado faced last year. How about Deion slapping hands and slapping five with one of those other coaches? That would have been a better look than just showing Deion, but I understand why they included Deion. I don't have any beef with that, but why not show an embrace with another coach while you're doing this quick 15-second promo reel for TNT? And then the only Big 12 basketball coach that was shown on this promo reel was K-State's Jerome Tang, who has missed the last two NCAA tournaments. That is nuts. That is insane. This league has some of the best coaches in the sport, guys who have won national championships, one who was just on the verge of winning a national championship in Kelvin Sampson. Can we get Bill Self? Can we get Scott Drew? Can I get a little Tommy Lloyd? Give me somebody to work with. Grant McCasland? Is that too much to ask? With all due respect, Jerome Tang has no business being in that promo reel. Jerome Tang is lucky he's in a promo reel for Kansas State Athletics. Forget the Big 12 on TNT. He's lucky if K-State puts him in a promo reel at this point. Oh my goodness. That is just, I couldn't believe it. One basketball coach shown on the whole promo reel, and it's Jerome Tang. Oh my gosh, that was too much. So my three losers this week: the SEC, ESPN with the FPI they released, and this Big 12 TNT promo. And I'm excited for the Big 12 on TNT. They just need our help at Heartland College Sports with putting together a good promo and learning how to do it. We appreciate you guys, as always, being here. Please do subscribe to the channel. Makes a huge difference. You know, we are completely independent. No one owns us. It's you. It's me. All I'm asking for is that 5-star rating and review on the podcast. And, you know, like the video on YouTube. And also, when it comes to YouTube, just subscribe. I know you might think you are, but you might not be. Thank you, guys. Have a great rest of the day. Enjoy the rest of your week. And go Big 12.
Tired of the price of everything going up these days? Groceries, rent, you name it. It's all going up. But not at Metro. They've got your back. Metro has lowered their prices and are giving you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. One line? Now 20% lower. Family plans? Also lowered. Oh, and you also get a free 5G phone. All with no ID required and no activation fees. Stop by your neighborhood Metro store, visit metrobytmobile.com, or call to find out about their amazing offers. Bring your number, not available if currently at T-Mobile or with Metro in the past 180 days. Guarantee covers monthly price of on-network talk, text, and 5G data for customers activating on an eligible plan. Exclusions apply. Details at metrobytmobile.com.
Breaking news coming in from Bet365, and it's no surprise. Same game parlay from Bet365 just keeps getting better.
Well, it's even easier to make a bet. Choose from the most popular markets like hits, run line, totals, and home runs. So many to choose from.
Download the app, start building your bet, and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.